These hawks perch on gnarled tree limbs, surrounded by bamboo. They're rendered in muted monochrome. Dashing strokes of ink convey the bird's power and nobility. Large-scale decorative paintings on silk, like this one, enjoyed a revival after the Ming Dynasty came to power, around 1370. The Ming supplanted the Mongol emperors of the Yuan Dynasty, bringing China back under native rule after more than a century. As a result, Ming court artists sought to restore didactic and representational styles of painting that had been prevalent under the last native-born emperors of China during the Song Dynasty. The type of picture you see here, called bird and flower painting, became a specialty of the artist Lin Liang. This image stands alone among his paintings of hawks. These birds, usually emblems of martial valor and might, aren't perched on a mountain peak or silhouetted against the horizon, as in other pictures. They're in a thicket, surrounded by bamboo. Instead of surveying a landscape, they gaze at each other. Perhaps these birds represent the union of kindred spirits. The bamboo probably alludes to paintings by earlier generations of Chinese scholar officials. Scholar artists favored bamboo because of its many symbolic associations with moral virtue, and because they could paint it easily using calligraphic lines in ink on paper. By the Ming Dynasty, even court painters such as Lin Liang sought to emulate the imagery and style of scholar artists.